Well, hello and welcome to our live virtual forum. Thank you for joining us. We are dialing out to thousands of your neighbors across Los Angeles today. We'll be getting started in a moment. Hang tight and I'll tell you how you can participate in our live virtual forum. Again, hello and welcome to this live forum with Metro. Tonight we'll kick off Metro's 2024 budget process by getting your early thoughts and feedback on how the agency is doing with its 2023 priorities. We'll also have Metro staff and leadership here who will field questions from those of you in our live listening audience. We will start tonight's forum by getting you up to speed on Metro's planned priorities. Then we'll spend the remainder of this live teletown hall taking questions and comments from you folks in the listening audience. As you listen, think about questions you might have for the Q&A portion of this forum. Then you can press 0 once you have a question to submit to an operator for Q&A. You can either ask your question live, or you can let your operator know if you prefer to have me read your question over the air instead. Whatever's more comfortable for you is fine with us. Again, 0 to submit a question for the Q&A portion of our forum tonight. Even if you don't have a question of your own, though, you will learn a lot by listening to our updates and hearing questions from other LA residents participating in this live forum tonight. And we would also like to get your feedback on a couple of polling questions, so please stick around and vote in those. We appreciate that feedback. We are also simulcasting this live forum in Spanish, and we welcome any questions from our Spanish simulcast participants as well. You may have questions about safety, system cleanliness, the 2023 priorities, or the 2024 budget. Again, whether you're listening in English or Spanish, press 0 to submit a question for Q&A. You can go live with your question, or you can let your operator know if you want me to read it instead. We'd also like to keep you better updated moving forward. If you'd like to get occasional email updates from Metro, press 7 now. We'll make sure you are kept updated electronically moving forward. Now, please welcome our host and moderator for this evening. That's Metro's Chief Customer Experience Officer, Jennifer Vides. Jennifer, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ian. Good evening, and thank you for joining us in this live telephone town hall meeting hosted by LA Metro. I'll be your moderator this evening for a lively discussion on Metro's Putting People First initiatives. We'll also explain our new fare capping proposal and the upcoming 2024 budget process. In a moment, we'll hear welcome remarks from our Metro Board Chair and City of Glendale's Councilmember Ara Najarian. We're pleased to have Metro Board Director and Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger join us tonight, who is also chair of Metro's Finance, Budget, and Audit Committee, and has been key to our efforts to improve transportation in Los Angeles County. I'm also excited to have with us tonight Metro's CEO, Stephanie Wiggins. She looks forward to hearing your thoughts and feedback about Metro so that we can better serve everyone who lives, works, and plays in LA County. Also joining us are Michelle Navarro and David Sutton, who will be giving us an overview of the new and exciting fare capping initiative. And finally, we have representatives from every department in Metro. They're here to listen and respond to your comments, concerns, and questions. If this is your first time on a telephone town hall, here's how it works. To make a comment or ask a question, press 0 on your keypad, and you'll be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information and get you in the queue. Since we want to hear from as many of you as possible, we can only take one question per person. Once the operator has your information, you can listen to the conversation until you're called upon to ask your question live in the forum. When we call your name, please clearly state your question for our live audience. Because your opinions are important to us, we will be asking you for your opinions on a couple of areas through polling questions. All you'll have to do is press the number on your phone that represents your answer. Now we'll play a recorded welcome by Sharon Najarian.
Engage and let us know how we can better your system. Back to you, Jennifer.
Now it's my pleasure to introduce Metro Board Director and L.A. County Supervisor, Catherine Barger.
Thank you. I'm pleased to once again participate in this Metro Telephone Town Hall. As Chair of the Metro Finance, Budget, and Audit Committee, I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight to talk about a number of important issues, including Metro's budget and priorities. We spend a lot of time and effort planning the future of our transportation system, and feedback from the public and our riders is one of the most important parts of this process. I'd like to take just a moment to reflect on some of what we've been able to accomplish over the last year with your help and under the leadership of our CEO, Stephanie Wiggins. If you've been by 96 and Aviation Boulevard near LAX lately, you'll see the progress being made on the future LAX Metro Transit Center station. This will be a state-of-the-art, multi-module transportation hub connecting the K line with the LAX Metro People Mover, buses, bike share, and rental cars. We continue to work on key projects like the Gold Line extension to Pomona, and we've begun early work on mega projects like the West Santa Ana Branch and the Sepulveda Transit Corridor, which will be hugely impactful to our region in terms of offering new transportation options where people need them most. We are laser focused on our customer experience plan, which contains 55 specific actions we're taking to enhance our customer experience. For example, we are doubling our cleaning crews on trains and adding midday cleaning to our busiest routes. And we're seeking to work with cities across Los Angeles County to enhance bus shelters and ensure there's shade for people as they wait. Metro is expanding free rides on transit for students in select community colleges and in school districts like LAUSD through the GoPass program. This program is a big success. Consider these numbers. 79 participating K-12 districts, charter networks, and private schools. 16 community colleges, over 1 million tap cards distributed, nearly 8 million boarding since the start of the program, over 1.2 million eligible students in the partnering districts, and we have 13 participating transit agencies like Culver City Bus, Foothill Transit, and Long Beach Transit. For most students, money is tight. So being able to get to and from school at no cost to them is a really big deal. Metro is reducing the cost of transit for low-income riders with the LIFE program. Inflation has increased the cost of food and housing, so the LIFE program is more important than ever. Metro now has 174,000 total program participants. Clearly, we have a lot to be proud of, but we also have a whole lot more to accomplish. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Barger. Now I'm very pleased to introduce our CEO, Stephanie Wiggins.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm pleased to be with all of you this evening to talk about what you want to see from Metro. As you may know, it's been about 15 months since I started in this role as your CEO. And in that time, I've worked to prioritize equity in our investments, deliver on projects long promised, and improve the customer experience for all of our riders. Metro started holding telephone town halls on our current budget, FY2023, around this time last year. And at that time, I said that I wanted Metro to do things differently and to really facilitate an open and truly equitable budget outreach process. And last year, we did just that. We conducted 3 telephone town halls and 15 public meetings with Metro councils, advisory committees, and community groups before presenting the budget to our board in May of this year. Through these meetings, we received over 8,000 responses and 4,000 written comments to our annual budget survey. Now, that represents more than a 400% increase in survey responses than we had the year before, which means that many more voices have been included in our budgeting process. I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to our budget process last year for your comments and suggestions. In our upcoming budget development cycle, we'll be continuing our tradition of openness and equity. And like last year, we plan to host two more telephone town halls just like this one. And we will conduct more outreach meetings across the entire county to collect as much feedback as possible to inform our budget. I look forward to engaging with you in that process. Now, it's been a busy fall for Metro, and I'm proud of all the things that the Metro team has been able to accomplish so far this year. As you probably know, we recently celebrated the opening of the K Line, the first major expansion of our light rail network in 6 years. And we're now in the testing phase of our regional connector, a major project to connect our light rail lines through downtown LA that will allow us to have one seat trips from East LA to Santa Monica and the San Gabriel Valley to Long Beach. These two projects will improve connections and the customer experience for all of our riders and will help Metro deliver the type of transit system Angelenos expect and deserve. So we've heard your concerns and suggestions and have made great strides toward improving our customer experience. We've continued working to improve our core Metro bus services, implementing the Next Gen bus program, and adjusting bus routes and frequencies to reduce cancellation rates and increase on-time service. And while we never want to cut service, we made the tough decision earlier in the year as a result of the pandemic to make the temporary reduction in service to ensure that our buses would be more reliable and available for all our riders and to not overly tax our operators. I'm happy to report that most of the service that was temporarily cut will be restored by this weekend. We plan to restore the rest of it by the end of this year. And this year, we included money in our budget for the Metro Ambassador Pilot Program to deploy more than 300 people across our bus and rail system. The first cohort of Metro Ambassadors have been deployed on the K Line until the end of this month. Their deployment will then expand to include our buses and in addition to other rail lines. And since being deployed in late September, Metro Ambassadors have helped save three lives on our rail system. They've reunited an immigrant family of six and helped countless customers by providing information, support, and comfort to those riding our bus and rail system. Now, ambassadors wear bright green shirts, so they're hard to miss, and they are there to support our customers with any assistance, report any cleanliness or safety issues to our cleaning teams and security teams, and connect riders to services. So when you see them around the system, please be sure to say hello. Now, while all this progress is great, we know there is still a lot more that Metro needs to do to deliver transit service that exceeds your expectations. We hear from bus riders that sometimes the bus doesn't come on time and that buses need to come more frequently. We hear from train riders that homelessness and cleanliness on trains are their top issues. And we hear from our female riders that safety should be our top priority. This type of feedback is invaluable to us, and it helps us prioritize our resources to ensure they have the greatest effect on the customer experience. And that's why we want to continue to hear from you. We're here tonight because we want genuine community engagement, your engagement. We want it during this budget process that will help us drive our priorities in a way that best serves all people in LA County. So, as Jennifer mentioned, I've asked every department in Metro to be represented here on this call tonight, because they should hear your feedback as well. They are the ones who are building our budget from the ground up, and it's critical that they hear from you how they should be prioritizing your dollars. After all, this is your money. Your voice must be a central part of how we fund the essential services and initiatives that help people get around LA County. So please engage with us. Ask a question on this telephone town hall tonight. And if we don't get to your call, send us your question in an email, and we'll be sure to get it answered. Or if you can, feel free to come to one of our community meetings and tell us what you want to see from your transit service. So this is just the beginning of our budget process. We'll be having a lot more meetings before the spring of 2023 when our budget will be considered by our board. I look forward to your feedback tonight and in the coming months as we work to build a truly equitable and transparent budget for the next fiscal year. Thank you in advance for your engagement. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Stephanie. Let's open the meeting up to callers.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to our participants listening from across Los Angeles. We're going to go to Annette in Culver City first, but if you have a question that you'd like to submit for our live forum, remember you can press zero. Get that question to an operator. You can ask it live, or you can let your operator know if you want me to read it over the air instead. We'll go first to Annette in Culver City. Annette, welcome. What's your question for our forum?
Hello. I'd like to know, it would be possible to hire non-armed security officers. I know they do a very good job with employing sheriff, but sheriff deputies went to the academy for 18 weeks plus to learn about penal codes and arrest, and that's a little bit too high end and expensive, and maybe some kind of compromise where it's a security on board or on the platforms.
Thanks, Annette, for the question. I will go to Jennifer for an answer here.
Hey, Annette. As you might have heard Stephanie Wiggins discuss just a couple minutes ago, we have actually added unarmed Metro Transit ambassadors onto the system. We're actually, there will be about 300 of them there start as of January, but they're being trained in all kinds of things, including some conflict resolution and bias and all of those kinds of things. They're there to help our riders across the system. They are not a replacement for security or security officers, but they are an unarmed presence that we're adding to the system.
I ride the Metro every day, and I hadn't seen any, so you answered my question. They're starting in January.
Oh, no, so some of them have already started. We are training them and introducing them on the system. So they are right now riding the system on the K line, and they will be on the red line, and they will be dispatched across the system over the next several months, with all of them being there in January. So we know that safety is one of your top priorities, so I want to turn this over to Gina so that she can tell us what Metro is doing right now and where we can improve.
Thank you, Jennifer. Metro has developed a new public safety plan that is designed to make our entire system feel noticeably safer, cleaner, and more comfortable for our customers and employees. The plan uses a layered approach that includes various infrastructure improvements. These include installing more security cameras, creating better lighting at stations and bus stops, and delivering more mobile apps to improve communication between Metro staff and riders. We're also enforcing the agency's code of conduct to include fare inspection. The plan was developed with the input of our employees, customers, stakeholders, community members, and law enforcement. Metro and its board are both focused on providing a safe and secure experience for riders and employees. All individuals are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner towards each other and to the system. As we welcome back more riders to Metro, we're testing a pilot program called Respect the Ride at some of our busiest rail stations. We've been at 7th and Metro, Pershing Square, Union Station, North Hollywood, and Universal Station, and a few others. The pilot program is intended to help improve the safety and customer experience on the Metro system through public safety messaging and increased staff presence on the system. Respect the Ride employs a comprehensive approach to safety, including transportation supervisors, custodians, Metro security, law enforcement, transit ambassadors, PATH homeless outreach teams, street teams, and TAP fare personnel to help ensure customers utilize the transit system properly. There is messaging at these stations reminding people of the rules and the expectations of customer conduct. Cleaning has been augmented, more staff, more frequent cleanings, and street teams are handing informational materials out, as well as TAP fare personnel are helping people learn about Metro's discounted fares available through our low-income fare is easy or LIFE program. Jennifer?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Gina. And that was Gina, our Chief Safety Officer. She's here to take on some of these questions that we are getting from some of our riders regarding safety. And we'll go to another one from our Spanish simulcast in just a moment here. One more reminder that if you'd like to submit a question for Q&A, you can press 0. If you'd like to get email updates from Metro moving forward, press 7. Our next question is coming to us from our Spanish simulcast broadcast. I'll read this for you, Gina. Question is from Maria in L.A. asking about the lack of safety on the trains. What is going to be done so there aren't fights, et cetera, on trains? Can you take that one on from Maria listening in our Spanish simulcast broadcast, please?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Maria. That is definitely a concern for us if it's happening on the system, which we know at times it is. We are really working on how we're deploying our resources, again, with this layered approach. So not only do we have transit ambassadors, like we talked about, we also have law enforcement that help us with security issues. We also have transit security officers. And to go to Annette's question, some of those are armed, and about half of them are unarmed. And they're there to do fare enforcement as well as code enforcement. And then we also have our security, contract security, that helps us with physical security. So we are, it's all about if you see something, say something. We've got a transit app that you can go, a Metro Transit app that you can reach out to us on, and we'll be able to send our resources out immediately. So please take a look at that and make sure that you let us know when these things are happening so we can respond in an appropriate manner.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to get to another question here. Thank you, Gina, and thank you to our first couple of callers submitting questions. We've got our next question coming from Jay, who's asked me to read this question, also in LA, and asking, what's being done to address the issue with the homeless and mentally ill people acting out on the buses? Is there security or police officers being assigned to every bus to protect seniors like myself? And this one comes from Jay. I think we're going to go to our Chief of Staff next, Nicole. Nicole, are you there to take this one on from Jay?
I am. Good evening. We're working on a lot of different remedies to address the homeless problem that's plaguing Los Angeles County. We have 10 homeless outreach teams currently deployed across the system. This year we'll be doubling that, so we'll have 20. They work the hours between 3:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We are also out for procurement with a partnership with the Department of Mental Health through Los Angeles County, where we'll be getting crisis intervention teams also to deploy across the system.
Excellent. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're going to have you vote in a survey question next. I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer. You can vote on your phone. Go ahead and get ready now.
So Metro is always interested in getting your feedback about the agency and what's important to you. So let's turn to our first polling question for the evening. Just press the number that corresponds with your answer. The question is, how do you currently pay your Metro fare? Press 1 for cash, press 2 for tap, stored value, day pass, 7-day pass, 30-day pass, or life. Press 3 for other pass programs, such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. I'll read the options again. Press 1 for cash. Press 2 for tap, stored value, day pass, 7-day pass, 30-day pass, or life. And press 3 for another pass program, such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. Please record your vote now, and I will share the results in just a moment. Now, let's take another comment or question or two while everyone records their vote.
Yep, and we've got Rosalind next. Let me go ahead and get Rosalind up here with our next question for you, Jennifer. And the question from Rosalind is, I'd like to know more about the Metro Ambassadors. What are their duties? What training do they get? Is this a pilot program? How will they be assessed to tell if they are doing an adequate job? Thanks for that question from Rosalind. Can you take that on for us?
Hi, Rosalind. Thank you for the question. So the Metro Ambassadors are riding the system as well as walking through our stations. helping customers, showing them where to go, helping them understand, you know, how to use the system. But then they're also reporting any issues that they see. So, for example, if they see a maintenance issue or a cleanliness issue, they report it so that we can respond quickly. They're also reporting any safety-related issues that they might see. And so, as Stephanie mentioned earlier, we actually even have had them, they have saved some lives where they noticed that somebody was in a crisis or having a health issue, and so they helped them with CPR and they called for help. And so, you know, that's been very helpful for us to have people on the system, you know, extra eyes and ears and hands to help us manage any situations on the system. They go through a pretty comprehensive training. It's a two-week training that includes everything from customer service to conflict resolution and to implicit bias training and those kinds of things. And so it's a pretty broad training program that they're going through to make sure that they can serve the needs of all of our riders.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that answer. Thank you for our last question, and we'll get right to our next one from Valerie after the results of our first polling question. We asked you, how do you currently pay for your Metro fare? 53% of you said that you pay TAP, stored value, day pass, 7-day pass, 30-day pass, or life. 29% of you say that you're still paying in cash, and 17% said that you have other pass programs such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. So thank you again for taking part in that first poll. And now I'm noticing, Jennifer, we're getting a lot of folks who are voting that they still use cash. I think we have another survey question queued up for those folks.
Yes, thank you for that. The question is, if you pay cash, why? So press 1. If your answer is, I did not know I can get a benefit with using a TAP card. Press 2 if your answer is, I only have enough cash to pay for each ride. Press 3 if your answer is, I don't know where or how to load cash to a TAP card. So let me repeat these again. If you pay cash, why? Press 1. If your answer is, I did not know I can get a benefit with using a TAP card, press 2 if your answer is, I only have enough cash to pay for each ride, or press 3 if your answer is, I don't know where or how to load cash on a TAP card. Please record your vote now, and I will share the results in just a moment. Let's take another comment or question or two while everyone records their vote.
Sure thing. Thank you, Jennifer. Our next one's going to come from Valerie in LA. She's asked me to read this for her. She said, I heard a lot about safety on the transit lines on the west side. What about the blue and green lines? And I think we'll go to Gina for the answer to this one as well.
Hi, Valerie. Thank you for your question. So, yes, we have security and our safety and our transit ambassadors. They're deployed across the system in certain areas. And so the areas that you're talking about, we do have our law enforcement partners that routinely patrol those two lines, the blue and the green lines. We also have law enforcement on buses as well as our transit security officers on buses as well. So in the event you have an issue, again, I ask you to go to our transit app, and if you see something and you want to report that, please use the transit app, and that goes directly to our security operations center. And if you're seeing an issue, please let us know, and we'll have resources deployed to that area.
All right. Thank you again. Thanks for that. Last question came to us from Valerie. We got the results of our last poll before we get on to another section. Then we'll get back to Q&A in a moment. So a reminder is 0 to submit a question for Q&A, 7 if you'd like to get email updates from Metro. We asked, if you pay cash, why? 41% of you said you only have enough cash to pay for each ride. 38% said you don't know where or how to load cash on a TAP card, and 21% said you did not know that you can get a benefit with using a TAP card. So really appreciate that feedback. Very, very helpful. Thank you, everybody, for voting in those polls. I'll turn it back to Jennifer here, and we'll get back to our program, back to Q&A in just a minute.
Thank you, Ian. And thank you, everyone, for participating in that poll. So let's continue talking a little bit about fares. One of the new innovative ways of paying fares is called fare capping. It can make riding our system simpler and more affordable for all of our riders. Here to explain the benefits of fare capping are Michelle Navarro, Senior Executive Officer from our Office of Management and Budget, and David Sutton, Senior Executive Officer that heads up our TAP Technical Department. David, can you give listeners information about the new fare capping initiative, please?
Thank you, Jennifer. I'd be glad to. Fare capping is a new pay-as-you-go model for Metro's system that makes taking transit easier and more accessible. We like to say, the more you ride, the more you save. It makes transit more accessible by reducing the cost barrier associated with riding our system. It makes the system simpler by removing complex fare options. Customers will pay for each ride, and once the cap is met, their rides are free. And we've made it simple. By focusing on day caps and week caps, this will relieve riders of paying up front for the cost of a pass without losing access to earning free and unlimited rides. All Metro riders with a TAP card can benefit from fare capping. One of the great things about this is that existing TAP cards will transfer over to the new fare capping program automatically. No registration is required. It's seamless. To benefit from fare capping, rides must be paid for with a TAP card. TAP cards can be purchased with cash at locations across LA County, including Metro buses, to make it more accessible to those who want to remain anonymous. As we launch, we will be providing free TAP cards to riders through the Department of Public Social Services, Life Program administrators, pop-up events at major bus stops, and through other programs. The TAP mobile app can also be used to load and reload stored value, and the mobile virtual TAP card is free. Most of our other programs, including Life, Micro, and BikeShare, will not be affected by the fare capping change. Now, here's how it works. When a regular fare customer taps, the fare drawn from the daily or weekly cap will be displayed on the device until $6 is reached in a day or $20 is reached in a week. The weekly dollar cap period runs from the start of service on Monday through the end of service on Sunday. We've also been asked about implementing a monthly fare cap. Monthly fare capping will not be necessary with weekly capping. Four weeks of weekly capping will be the same benefit as a monthly cap. Also, with weekly capping, it will be easier to reach your benefit every 7 days rather than every 30 days. Monthly capping would require you to ride consistently for a month, whereas weekly capping can be easily achieved in less than 7 days. All you need to do is load stored value onto TAP. TAP will deduct per boarding and never more than the day cap amount. All other rides that day are free.
Thank you, David, for this overview about this proposal that we are bringing to the board soon. Michelle, can you talk about what our fare capping proposal is meant to accomplish for our riders?
Yes, I can, Jennifer. The idea behind this proposal is to simplify the fare structure for customers, to increase fare equity, make paying fares more convenient, and increase ridership. So the more you ride, the more you save. While the base fare is incrementally increasing, the frequent rider is being rewarded with lower costs for unlimited rides. This proposal aims to reward our frequent riders with more unlimited rides that doesn't need to be paid upfront. While this may be an increase to infrequent riders, this will incentivize riders to ride more because they are earning toward a cap. The more you ride, the more you save. So what does that mean? That means a rider will pay for 3 rides in a day, and the rest of the rides that day are free. The day cap dollars will also count toward the weekly cap. Riders will never pay more than the daily cap in a day and a weekly cap over a 7-day period. Our goal, again, was to make fares simple, equitable, and to increase ridership. To make things simple, we are eliminating upcharges for Express Bus and Silver Line. We are consolidating all reduced fare categories into one pricing. And to make things equitable, we are focused on helping our low-income riders by offering even more benefits when they enroll into the LIFE program. With this new fare capping program, the Life program benefit will be increased from 20 free rides to 30 free rides. And according to our data, that's roughly 3 weeks of travel for these riders. Life riders will now pay an average of $20 per month compared to the previous cost of $26 a month. This is all in addition to not having to pay up front for trips, making transit easier for our riders.
Thanks, Michelle, and thanks, David. So if I understand correctly, this fare capping proposal would make it an easier, more accessible, and an affordable way to pay. We're interested in getting your feedback about fare capping, so let's go to our next polling question for the evening. Just press the number that corresponds with your answer. The question is, if Metro were to implement fare capping, how would you pay for your fare? Press 1 for, I already use a tap card, so I would use stored value with fare capping. Press 2 for, I pay cash now, but I am interested in using a tap card to benefit from fare capping. Press 3 if your answer is, I would continue paying cash. So I'll read these. Press 4 for, I have a pass through a special program, such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. These will not be impacted by fare capping. So I'm going to repeat these again. If Metro were to implement fare capping, how would you pay for your fare? Press 1 for, I already use a tap card, so I would use stored value with fare capping. Press 2 for, I pay cash now, but I'm interested in using a tap card to benefit from fare capping. Press 3 for, I would continue paying cash. Press 4 for, I have a pass through a special program such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. These will not be impacted by fare capping. Please record your vote now, and I will share the results in just a moment. Let's take another comment or question or two while everyone records their vote.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate that. And we are going to get a comment up here next. We have Servando live on the line. Servando, it sounds like you just want to make a comment before we move on here. Happy to have you on the line.
Hello?
Hey there, Servando. You're live. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? How's everybody doing? I'm doing good. Okay. Yes, that's good. When I use the bus, I always pay cash, right? So all this that you guys are talking about, I didn't know. I really didn't know because I'm always riding my bike. But now that I know, I'm going to start applying for that to get the card and stuff, get all the benefits. So that's good. So count me in. I'm one person in. So hopefully a lot of people out there who are paying cash will do the same. It's great help.
Yeah. Perfect. Appreciate Thank you, Servando. Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of our forum. Jennifer, anything you've got for Servando before we move to our next question?
No, just thank you for being a Metro rider.
All right, we're going to get our next question in here from Gregory in L.A. Gregory, looks like we've got you live. Go ahead, please, sir.
My question is, what percentage of Metro where does Metro get its funding from, and what percentage in a normal year of the budget does Metro get from the fare box?
Thank you, Gregory. I think we're going to go to Michelle on this one. Michelle?
Yes, that would be me. So most of Metro's funding does come from our sales taxes, which is Proposition A, C, Measure R, and M. And I think your next question was, what was that? I'm sorry, got off the screen. Oh, so in a normal year, pre-COVID, our fare box recovery ratio was close to 25%. You know, we have been impacted by the pandemic, and ridership has fallen, and a lot has been done on our system as well as transit systems across the nation to help bring ridership back.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you taking that one on for us. Thanks for our last caller. Lolita is up next. She's asked me to read this one. I think we'll be going to David for an answer. Lolita asks, in regard to tap cards and taxes and fees, right now it's harder than ever to be able to afford those benefits. Financially, it's not feasible for most people to get a monthly pass for one person or a whole family. Cash makes more sense for us this way. Any thoughts on that, David? That's from Lolita.
Yeah, Lolita, we really want to tell you about the LIFE program. And it sounds like that would greatly benefit your family right now. And that program right now, you can get a 90-day pass free just to sign up, and you can ride the whole system for 90 days, you and your family. So we'd really like to get that information out to you. And you're the person we're designing this fare capping program for. As you pay your fares on tap, pay as you go every day. You don't have to put more than $1.75 or whatever the fare is at the time, the base fare. But you put that money on your card, and you're earning towards a day pass, or you're earning towards your weekly pass. You'll never have to pay up front again for a pass of $25 for a weekly pass or $100 for a monthly pass. So thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, and thank you, David, for taking that one on for us. And for Lolita and anybody else who just wants to be kept updated about programs like this that are available to you as Metro riders, press 7 here. Speak to one of our operators, give them your best email address, and we'll keep you updated via email moving forward. We're going to get the results of our last poll in real quick here, then we're going to go to Roseanne next from Venice Beach. Let's see, we've got, if Metro implements fare capping, how would you pay for your fare? 48% of you said, I already use a tap card, so I would use stored value with fare capping. 23% of you said, I have a pass through a special program such as Access Services, GoPass, ePass, or UPass. 17% of you said you'd continue paying cash, and 13% said I pay cash now, but I'm interested in using a tap card to benefit from fare capping. Thank you again for voting in each of these survey questions. Really do appreciate it. That's the end of our surveys. We're going to go for these next about 18 minutes taking questions from you folks in the live audience, so remember 0 to submit a question for Q&A. And we have Roseanne in Venice live next. Roseanne, go ahead.
Hi. So I love the Metro. I have to tell you, I'm a New Yorker, so I'm so happy. I live in Venice, and I have not driven into the city for years because I love the service. However, Santa Monica and the Palms station, when you get there, you can't read the screens. The sun comes in, and you just can't read the screens. So how do I, you know, pay for my, how do I keep on uploading my pass card? So I end up paying cash. So I just thought that maybe you guys should think about that. My Bank of America has the same problem. We can't use the screen in certain parts of the day.
I've got you. Yeah, thank you, Roseanne. Appreciate you raising this concern.
Anything.
We'll take it to David here.
Hi, Roseanne. This is David. Thank you for that question. Yeah, well, the sun is not our friend sometimes at our rail stations, and we'll look at those stations, the Palms, Santa Monica, and see if we can't introduce some shading there for those screens. We can also put some extra film on the screens. Sometimes that helps reflect the sun.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for your questions. So now we want to talk a little bit about what we're doing to keep our system clean. So I'm going to introduce Joe for Giorini, who is going to talk to you about that.
Thank you, Jennifer. Metro will continue our extensive efforts to provide a system that is clean and inviting for our riders. We are deploying staff each day across our network to maintain our rail stations, transit centers, and bus stops. This was of critical importance during COVID and remains of high importance for our riders. We do clean our buses and our rail cars each night at our 10 bus and 7 rail divisions, and recognising how heavily these vehicles are used during the day, we have been adding a pilot program for cleaning of buses and trains between trips at key terminals. Jennifer?
Thank you. Let's take another comment or question or two.
Absolutely, and we have some participants from the web today. So in addition to those of you listening on the phone in English and Spanish, we're simulcasting this in a live stream, and we've got this one question coming from Mehmet Barker, the transportation aide for Council District 4 in Los Angeles. The question is, our office is concerned about fare caps that are more expensive than the value of taking two trips per day. In other words, a daily fare cap should be set at $4, not $6 with the new fares. With the daily cap set for the cost of two rides, then the elimination of transfers is less problematic, although time transfers should still be considered. Again, this is from Amet in a transportation aide for Council District 4. Michelle, can you take on these concerns?
Sure, I can. Thank you for that question and comment. So once fare capping is implemented, the two-hour metro transfers will no longer be needed. However, this means that every paid metro ride will count towards reaching your daily and weekly dollar cap. So once your cap has been met, your rides will be free for the day and or week. Our recommendation is focused on making it simple for our riders, so pay for each boarding in any direction and without a time constraint. After the third boarding, all rides are free for that day. So really, each fare policy element builds off of each other to make things simple and equitable across services and across all rider categories. Thank you.
Thank you again, Michelle. Really appreciate you, and thanks for that comment from Amet. Let's go to another question from our Spanish simulcast audience. This one's going to come to us from Blanca in LA asking, why aren't these cards or resources for people who are disabled and or can't afford the fares? David, do we have anything like that Blanca might be able to take advantage of?
Yes, we certainly do. We have the LIFE program, which I mentioned before, which she probably good likelihood that you would qualify for that, as well as reduced fare programs for both disabled and seniors and students. So I would suggest that you and also we have access services as well. So there's several programs that we can refer you to and get you signed up and start riding.
Thank you so much, David. Appreciate you again. And folks, we've got about 12 minutes left in our forum. We'll see if we can get a few more questions in before the end. We've got this next one coming to us from Earl. Earl, you're live. Go ahead.
Yes, my question was, is it still too late to become an Metro ambassador?
Got it. Yes, we can.
Hi. Yes, we actually are still looking for our contractors are still hiring Metro ambassadors, and so what we'd like to do is get you some information about that directly.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll follow up with you. We've already got your contact information, so we'll make sure that we reach out in the next couple of days, and you can expect a call from Metro. Does that work for you?
It worked real good.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Earl. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of our forum. One more quick reminder here. You can press 7 if you'd like to get email updates from Metro moving forward. So, again, email updates from Metro moving forward, press 7. Speak to an operator. Let them know what your best email address is, and we'll keep you updated. I'm seeing a question from Annette in Culver City who's asking, can we get notice of these town hall meetings? Yeah, Annette, press 7 here. Give us your email address. We'll be sure to keep you updated on events like this moving forward. We're going to go to Peterson live next. Peterson, welcome to the call. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. I had this is a three-part question, but it's related to the Purple Line. When the Purple Line opens, what will it be renamed to? When is it going to actually open, and will it ever be extended to Santa Monica?
All righty. Thank you, Peterson. Appreciate the question. We're going to go to Tim for the answer to this question. Tim, you got it?
Hey, Peterson. This is Tim Lindholm. Thank you for the question. The Purple Line is currently being extended in three phases. The first phase will open up in 2024, the second phase to Century City in 25, and the last phase to Westwood, which is the final phase in 27. In terms of will the subway ever reach Santa Monica, the answer to that is no. Westwood is the current terminus. But if you would like to go to Santa Monica, you can always ride the Expo Line, which goes directly to the beach in Santa Monica. And then the other part of the answer is that the Purple Line extension is the D Line.
Excellent. Thank you again. Appreciate that, Tim. Let's get one in here from Alex in Oakland next. Alex, welcome to the call. What's your question for us?
Hi. Yes, I was wondering what steps have been made towards reducing highway expansion funding to regarding the modernizing the metro funding I forget the specific term. I'm so sorry. Metro just passed it earlier this year for budget, which basically allowed flexibility of taking funds from highway expansions, for example, to multimodal transit. So I wanted to know where exactly in the process is that happening? Freeway expansions are extremely harmful for a number of reasons and do not solve traffic. They actually make traffic worse. So I just want to know where Metro LA is in steps of taking funding from expanding highways to modernizing our, and hopefully further funding multimodal transit. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alex. We're going to go to Ray Sosa, our Deputy Chief of Planning, for an answer to this one.
Thank you for that question. Yes, you're right. The board did take action to have us re-envision our highway planning program. We're about to embark on a holistic approach on how we look at highways, really looking at really the communities around the highways and how we can do improvements, multimodal improvements along each of those corridors. In fact, we are currently doing that along the Long Beach to East LA corridor. And on the northern part of the 710, we're working with the city on implementing transit and traffic systems improvements. The purpose is to obviously improve our transportation system throughout, and we'll now be doing that in a holistic approach.
And we've actually got a fare capping question. It's something we talked about it earlier, but and I'm not sure who can take it on from us, but it's from Mario in our Spanish simulcast broadcast listening from Pasadena. The question is, what is fare capping? We talked a little bit about it. Who can take this question on for Mario in Pasadena?
Yeah, I'll be glad to take that on. Hi, Mario. Fare capping is a brand new way to pay fares. So when you board the bus with your tap card, you'll load the tap card right there at the fare box with money, and then you'll pay your base fare, and then you'll sit down. And then when you ride again, say you transfer to rail, and you'll pay your fare again with your tap card, and then you'll ride rail again, or maybe you'll transfer to a bus, and then you'll ride again, and you've on your third ride, when you've tapped, that earns you your day pass. So that's what we call fare capping. You're capped out for the day. You've paid your fare. Now you can travel anywhere in the system as long as you want, any direction, and you've earned the day pass. Now, after that, say you do that every day for, you know, till Thursday, okay? So on Thursday, you've tapped out for the week, and now you've earned your weekly pass or your 7 days pass. And so the rest of the week, that time between Thursday and Sunday, is all free. I hope that answers your question.
Thanks for taking that on. And thank you again to Mario for that last question. We've got time for one more question, then we're going to start wrapping up. And folks, if you didn't get your question answered or you have additional questions or concerns, you'll have in a moment here to leave a voicemail message for Metro and get a call back just by staying on the line with us if you need that. But let's get to this next question for Joe here. Rose is asking, you have service changes coming up. Can you talk about significant changes to the system? Anything you can highlight for us there, Joe?
Yeah, thank you, Rosa, for the question. And we do have service changes actually starting this Sunday, October 23rd. It's primarily improved frequency on around 15 or more of our lines on weekdays and some lines on weekends as well. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy those as you travel our network. We don't have many service changes in terms of route restructuring, just a couple in the San Fernando Valley and one in the Hollywood area. Again, metro.net, we have our special page set up on our website to outline those if you're interested in seeing some more detail there.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks for all of your questions. So we're getting close to the end of our program tonight, and before we ask our CEO for her remarks, Michelle, can you please tell us where people can get more information about fare capping and the budget development process?
I sure can. We do really want to hear all of your comments and feedback. We encourage you to tell us your thoughts about the fare capping. Make sure to have your voice heard at our public hearing on November 14th at 5 p.m., where we will listen to public comments about the fare capping process. You can also send your comments via email to simplefares@metro.net. And be on the lookout for our new budget tool, an interactive way for you to provide feedback and get information about where your tax dollars go. Finally, for more information about Metro's annual budget and to leave comments, go to our budget portal at budget.metro.net. You can also email budgetcomments@metro.net. Thank you for your time. We look forward to having you join us at our next telephone town hall on January 1st. 17th. So look for more information.
Thank you. Stephanie, would you like to provide some closing remarks?
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Again, I want to thank everyone who joined us here tonight. Your feedback will help us begin to plan our efforts and priorities for the next year. We heard loud and clear the continued concerns about safety. And while we are making progress, we recognize more needs to be done. I think first and foremost, what I heard from folks is we need more presence on the system. And I'm glad to share that that's something that we're working on, whether it's with the ambassadors or looking at our Respect the Ride pilot. So stay tuned for more about that. And of course, delighted to hear the questions about how we can make our fare product easier to use and to save people more money. And that's through the concept of fare capping. So we got great feedback on how we need to consider and make sure we're informing people about the opportunities with fare capping as the board considers that later in the year. So I just want to again repeat my commitment to you that we will continue to engage you, the community, as we plan our 2024 budget. This will be a transparent process, and this will be an equitable process. And all of Metro is open and ready to hear your feedback and input. Thank you again for your time. Special thank you to all of you who ride our system. And we look forward to engaging more with all of you in the coming months. Back to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you all for joining us tonight. We've come to the end of our telephone town hall. I apologize if we didn't get to your question or comment tonight, but you can still leave us a message at the end of the call, so just stay on the line. Comments we received tonight will help us as we work to improve how Metro serves our community. On behalf of Metro, we'd like to thank you for taking part of this event. Good night.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to everybody who participated tonight, and especially thank you to the Metro colleagues here who took the time to answer all of these questions. Appreciate your participation. If you have additional questions or comments to submit to Metro, please stay on the line, leave a voicemail message, and if you need Metro to get back to you regarding your question or comment, be sure to leave your name and phone number in addition to your message. Thank you again, and have a great night.